What a blessed day for the Annunciation of our Lord Jesus Christ on March 25th. One question, it's fun to think about, you know, March 25th. If we hear about the number 25, we can connect that obviously with Christmas. And that's exactly why March 25th is 9 months before Christmas. So the pregnancy of Mother Mary is March 25th. We hear about Gabriel, the angel, speaking with her. And the Old Testament to the New Testament, the connection between the virgin shall be with child and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. God is with us and is always with us. Now today I wanted to speak about what we heard in the responsorial psalm, which is very similar throughout, kind of a golden thread through the readings today. Responsorial psalm with the phrase that we hear, the sentence, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." That's what Mother Mary said. She said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Hear about how we are called by St. Paul, or the Hebrews, the book of the Hebrews, to do his will, to continue to offer sacrifices, but by this will we have been consecrated through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ for all. Once again, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." As all that's going on right now in our country and around the world, we do want to be obedient for many of our leaders, for instance, our doctors and nurses, those that are scientists looking at kind of figuring out this coronavirus. Let's not ever forget that our mission in life is to do your will, to God's will. Not your will, not my will, but God's will. I think sometimes we may miss the point as Catholics and Christians. Yes, of course, we want to flatten the curve of this disease on papers and graphs, but I believe we need to re-unflatten the love of God in our hearts, because we want to follow his will first, no matter what his will is. Once again, I've spoke about St. Teresa of Calcutta, who did not follow her will, but God's will, to serve the dying in Calcutta. Or St. Damien, as I've continued to pray almost every day for our masses, that he went to the lepers in Malachi. I don't know if he wanted to go there, but he chose to. He certainly did. And he followed God's will. So let's pray throughout this time, especially through this solemnity of Mother Mary, to always follow God's will.